Earlier this week, First Lady Jill Biden confirmed that the promise of free community college will not be kept. Provision for 2 years of tuition was removed from the president's Build Back Better bill. Here's the First Lady sharing her regrets at a summit of community college leaders.
Congress hasn't passed the Build Back Better legislation yet. And free community college is no longer part of that package. Like you, I was disappointed.
The plan was originally in the Democrats' massive social spending bill and would have cost $45.5 billion. To consider the loss of this initiative and what it might take to make college more accessible to low-income and minority students, let's bring in Yolanda Watson-Spiva, president of the nonprofit Complete College America, and Adrian Bell, a recent graduate of the College of Southern Nevada, a public community college. Welcome to you both, and Adrian, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, Yolanda, we got hints earlier from the president that this provision might be removed from the Build Back Better bill. What was your reaction to the First Lady's comments this week?
I think because the signals were all there that it might be removed, I wasn't surprised. Of course, I was disappointed, but I think on behalf of Adrian and of millions of other students who were going to be disappointed, I really felt for them more than anything.
You know, Yolanda, critics of the community college plan say many students who enroll in community college don't finish. Research shows fewer than 40% of those students end up with a certificate or a degree within 6 years. So what's your response to this criticism that the plan wouldn't have been effective simply because there's such a low rate of finishing?
Well, actually, the reason why most of those students don't complete is because of money, right? They don't have the dollars to complete. And if many of those students had resources, they certainly would persist and complete their college degrees. So I agree that the completion rates are low, but it's not because of students' lack of will. It's because of lack of resources.
And Adrian, again, you recently graduated. Mm-hmm. You have an Associate of Business degree, right?
Correct.
And you received a Nevada Promise scholarship that paid your tuition, but I understand there was other supports for you that helped you reach that milestone. Can you explain?
Yes, absolutely. So in addition to the Nevada Promise program providing me with funding to go to college, they also provided me with a support system in the form of a mentor and introduced me to community service by making it a requirement to receive the scholarship.
What do you think are the barriers among people that you know or from your communities? What prevents them from either attending community college or finishing?
Well, I would say it's a little bit of both. In my opinion, I believe that it begins with funding. But once a student goes to community college, what they need is a sense of belonging that appears. What they need is opportunity, and what they need is that support system. Even when you're providing students with funding, it can't just be a one-stop shop for these students. As you were saying, I think that's why many of community college students who start, it takes them a long time to finish because they need that support system. Many students who are going to college are first generation. So even if you do provide funding, that's not helping them understand the college system.
So how did you beat the odds?
I beat the odds with the Nevada Promise Scholarship. Both my parents do not have college degrees. So I was provided funding to go to college. They provided me with a mentor who showed me how to network, showed me how to conduct myself in public, really got me out of my comfort zone where I was able to operate by myself. The Promise Scholarship, in a sense, was almost like training wheels for college for me. And I love that part about it. If it wasn't for the scholarship, I wouldn't have many of the opportunities I have now because they really made me come out my shell and think differently about college.
So Yolanda, how significant would this plan have been in terms of making the difference for students like Adrian or others who might otherwise not enter community college or finish?
Yes, the way that I look at this is that this is not just an individual private benefit for students like Adrian, but it's also a public good. We're talking about the fact that this allows us to have a more educated citizenry and allows us to have a more competitive global economy and a global nation.
So, Adrian, did you have students who did not finish while you were going to school? Did you see people drop out?
Yes, and these students were students who were provided with funding, but that funding wasn't a part of a program that provided them with a support system.
You mean when you say part of a program, you mean they didn't have the mentoring that you had, the networking that you had. They just got the funding.
Correct.
So that sounds to me, between both of you, that any plan to pay for community college needs to be not just a check. It needs to include these other support systems that really help people get through a system that they may be completely unfamiliar with. Is that right, Adrian?
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. And if I may add a little too, I think part of it too is, in addition to some students, what's holding them back is representation. So even if the money is available, if they do not see someone that looks like them going to college, the benefit of going to college is still not going to be meaningful to them, or they will not see it as a need to go to college. In my community, I'm from Detroit. I'm sure back then during that time that there was many programs that were available where we could have went to college, but it was still having that representation and support that would have made us want to go to college.
And I understand you hope to continue your studies in Spain?
Yes, absolutely.
So you heard Yolanda say that getting somebody through community college is a public good. What do you plan to do with your education?
Well, with my education, I'm studying business at the moment, specifically international finance. And my long-term goal is I'm hoping to start a global nonprofit organization that teaches families, small businesses, and anyone who needs direction and guidance on investments, financial knowledge, and just anything that has to do with finance. Because one thing that I'm been grateful for is seeing the value of what knowledge and education can do for people. I want to help families build generational wealth and continue helping their families through generations to come.
So Yolanda, research shows students who complete college make a lot more money over the course of their lifetimes. I wonder, you said you're disappointed that this particular federal plan is dead. Is this the end of the dream for federal funding for community college for you?
Oh, no. No, absolutely not. First of all, it could be embedded in another bill. I think for this particular bill, because the partisan divide is so wide, they certainly had to remove and unpack certain pieces of this piece of legislation. But no, it's not dead. And I believe that Jill Biden and Joe Biden are very committed. Jill Biden has been teaching at community college for many, many decades, and she sees the benefit every day to students. And so I believe they're going to continue to press on.
That's Yolanda Watson-Spiva, president of the nonprofit Complete College America. And congratulations to Adrian Bell, recent graduate of the College of Southern Nevada. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.